Basil Ryan, 5250 West South County Line Road. I'll make my appeal again for next year, if the budget is still around for the senior travel program. Last year I had appear before the council during this time period again to ask for money for the travel program. Last year I asked if I could be included earlier so we didn't have to have a presentation. As you realize, you have probably one of the best and most successful program in the area, Give Back to Seniors. Our travel program last year, we had an increase of $2,000 to it, so it counted for $12,000. We had $500 left over, so we actually had a budget of $12,500. This last trip that we will be taking at the end of this month will put us even or a deficit. So we've used up that money. We're averaging a large volume of local residents, so there's no misunderstanding. We don't solicit for outside. I've even removed that in the literature about extra people paying and that. We have a turnover of new faces constantly. On every bus we go, we ask for a show of hands. There's always new people on those groups in there. We're averaging 2 to 3 buses a trip now. So it's a nice program. People are talking, when I say the people, the seniors, they're talking and saying that, you know, they like it. It's an opportunity for them to get out. Remember, they still fund their portion. The city only pays for the bus. They pay for the trip going down. We took a recent trip, and in my annual report, I'll put it together, to Chicago. And it was a smash. People just had a great time down there seeing something that was so close. People just didn't realize that. The mayor has put the $10,000 in the budget, as it has been for all of these years. It seems to be the council that adds that extra amount of money on there. I'm asking for at least $2,000. Obviously, there's some strains on, you know, on things and that for it. I point out to the fact that, don't forget, the seniors in the community is a group of people that you really need. They're the ones that are the backbones for your churches, your volunteer organizations, your polling place when you go and vote. You see all those familiar faces. They're also property taxpayers, and they don't have kids in the school system. So when you compare them, say, for a business, and you say, well, we need to bring in more businesses because they pay taxes and they don't have kids. Well, seniors also pay taxes and they don't have kids. They also give back to the community. So what this program does is it allows people to get out. And some of those people are disabled people. The last trip we had a woman constrained to a wheelchair. So we take anyone that signs up for the program and we give them that opportunity to get out, to feel good that day, to be part of the social atmosphere with people, and it's just a great rewarding program. And I think the city would be going backwards if it didn't fund it. I'd like to ask for a lot more money. That right now allows us to go on 6 trips to date. 7th will be the trip to the Dells. So we've only gone on less, we don't even go on 1 trip a month. So it's a decision that you have to make as a council. I can preach here and I can say I'm sure we could find the money and all of that. I'm not going to lecture. I could have asked for all the seniors to show up and pack the room. I don't think I need to play, you know, those games and that. But I ask that you be sincere and look at it and at least restore what I had last year instead of not having the $2,000 that I had last year in the number of programs, because basically that $2,000 is a trip. We average roughly $15 to $2,000 a trip, depending upon the buses that we take. You have to be the decision makers. I can answer any questions that you have. I'm not a salesman. I'm just telling you, you have a wonderful program that gives back to the community with the seniors. Questions?
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else wishing to speak? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing. Move on to item D, an ordinance adopting, well, is there any suggested additional changes to the budget? Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Well, the last speaker, Mr. Ryan, I'm his alderman. I'm his county supervisor. I'm pretty sure that he knows my cell phone number. I know we talked many times over the last 9 years. For the county, I'm on the Commission on Aging. I'm the county board representative since 2012. In this county budget, where the county executive cut $200,000 from the Department on Aging, which specifically went to our senior centers, I co-sponsored an amendment of finance to put $130,000 back into it, and then on the board floor, another $70,000. So I supported putting $200,000 back of the county executive's $200,000 cuts. So if there was a concern, I wish you would have picked up the phone, because you know my number and my home number, and asked me to do something about it. So today, I'm going to make a motion to add, I don't care what the language is, you know what I'm asking for, put $2,000, I don't care where it comes from, put it back into the senior budget. And then next year, pick up the phone prior to the budget or prior to this evening so we can take care of it. That's my motion, $2,000 into the budget, and I still want the floor.
Is there a second?
Second.
And do we have a revenue source?
Without reference to one added an expense, simply would use $2,000 of fund balance.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion to add $2,000 senior travel, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. So, I'm sure we're going to
take... Wait a minute.
Oh.
We need a roll call on that?
No. What we'll do is we'll incorporate it into the ordinance with the format of the motion is referenced in the document. So. We'll do it.
All right. So, and I don't know who else is going to speak on the budget. The next item is actually adopting it, I'm guessing. We have one motion to make supporting the budget, unless there's any other motions coming in. Is that correct, Your Honor?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, a couple things I wanted to talk about. Number one, you know, we had some people show up today and talk about the police department or a rumor that the police department was being cut and talking about public safety. And the mayor referenced it briefly about the fact that a cop costs X amount of dollars and a firefighter costs X amount of dollars, and there's no way we can even do that. It would take to fully staff our department, either police or fire, it would take a dozen years. And, you know, if you think about it, if we need 9 firefighters and you need 3 police officers, that's one a year for 12 years. It's just not possible.
With no other increases.
With no other increases. So I fully support going to referendum and asking our residents whether or not we should add more police and add more fire. South Milwaukee just did it. I think 68% of the vote. They passed last week. This city has voted on 2 school referendums. Okay, kind of interesting. You know, they already have jacked up our tax rate, our overall tax rate. When you look at the chart, I mean, Franklin is either, second or third lowest municipality. The actual municipal portion, we've done our jobs over all these years. And if you want to point fingers at anybody, you point at the school district. Yet, when referendum questions come up, the voters, by slim margins, have voted for a high school referendum and a middle school. So you see what's going on around us. If crime isn't a concern, then I think people they're not awake. So that referendum question needs to be done well, done what South Milwaukee did, put a survey out, do all the right steps, and we should have that conversation.
You sound like a chairman.
What?
You sound like a chairman of the referendum committee.
No, that's not good. So referendum, I support that. We definitely need to have that conversation as a city. I mentioned the seniors. Here, we talked about crime. You know, one of the biggest issues we have in crime, is the city of Milwaukee. We know that's the ground zero. And one of the major reasons is because the state keeps on suffocating the cities and the counties. I'm sick and tired of talking about that up here. I really am. And I talk about the county board, and I talk about up here. It's important who we send to Madison to represent us. All right? The mayor talked about tourism. That's $154,000 that's going to get blown on some tourism commission. Well, I mean, before Ballpark Commons, which is obviously it's the Rock now, there was no reason to promote the city. It was a great place to live, and everybody left during the day and went somewhere else. They you know, that's the reality. Restaurants failed because there's no business during the day. So that $154,000 is a part of the $500,000+. If we had that money, the levy increase wouldn't be as great. Yet those in Madison decided to take that money out of our budget. It's almost like an unfunded mandate. I mean, or we're funding it. The taxpayers are funding it, promoting tourism, whether it's necessary or not. So it really does matter who we put in those seats in Madison. Now, I'm going to have a little bit of fun with our mayor because him and I have gotten along really well since the election. So I'm going to say this in all good humor, but I think I'm turning into you a little bit because in the five years...
You better eat some more.
I know, on a windy day, I'm in trouble. In the five budgets that we served as your alderman in the first district I was here, you voted no on the first four budgets. Yeah, even the first four. I've done the research. I remember during the campaign against you. But the last one you voted for, it was a 0%. And even when you even made motions to actually go below 0%, and they didn't. And so I wasn't at the October 17th meeting. And at that meeting, the Common Council at the prior meeting asked the department to come together and say, all right, show us a 1% cut. Let's get from 3 to 2. That's $200,000. And like I said, I wasn't at that meeting. You couldn't do it. You didn't have the stomach for it. You didn't, for whatever reason, you got to about 0.5%, 0.47% is what you got to. So I came in tonight saying, I'm not going to make motions like the mayor used to do, where he wouldn't even get a second, or maybe Lyle Sohn seconded one or two of them when he was still here. But I'm not going to waste my time coming in with a bunch of motions to get to 0%. The last two budgets, the mayor came with tax levy increases, and I worked pretty hard to get to 0%. And I'm not going to vote tonight to undo the work that I did the last 2 years. So I'm not making any motions. I'm just going to vote no. And that's it.
Okay. Any other changes for the budget? Okay, we've got one budget change, adding $2,000 to the senior travel program. Mr. Roberta.
I could read, based upon the council action sheet, what the full motion would then be.
Okay. Any changes? Okay. Mr. Roberta.
It'd be moved to adopt ordinance number 2017, and then the number assigned by the clerk, an ordinance adopting the 2018 annual budgets for the general civic celebrations, St. Martin's Fair, donations, grants, solid waste collection, sanitary sewer, capital outlay, equipment replacement, street improvement, capital improvement, debt service, development, utility development, TID 3, TID 4, TID 5, and internal service funds, and establishing the tax levy and other revenue for the city of Franklin, and establishing the solid waste fees as presented, with the following adjustment: $2,000 expenditure to the senior travel program, which adjustment shall be incorporated in the final form of the ordinance and the official budget appropriation unit document as determined by the Director of Administration.
Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Alderman Mayor.
I'd kind of like to make a motion before that motion. I think I will support that one. But I want to make a motion, and we've kind of touched on it already, that we're going to start the discussions in January for next year's budget. We talk about the referendum. Certainly it's a good idea to give the citizens the input. I'm not sure if I'm there yet. Probably will be. But I think our fire chief knows what he wants for the next year and the 5 years and 10 years. Our police chief knows what he's going to need 5 years and 10 years down the road. Our health officer knows what he's going to need. I think we need to start putting together a long-range plan and look at it from the budget perspective and see where we need to go down the road and how we can get there in a reasonable, incremental fashion. And then we can talk about referendum if we need to, but we need to know where we're going first rather than the budget coming and hitting us. You did a good job this year. We started in June. you kept us up to date. But still, the budget kind of hits us when it hits us in September. And you guys have done a ton of work and preliminary work, and actually more than preliminary work, to get us to this document. But I'd kind of like to be more involved in getting us here so that we have a better understanding of what gets us here. I think it might help in the long run. And when we talk about a referendum, I think we need to know everything that's in here before we talk about a referendum. So I don't know if I can do that as a motion.
Next.
Or
do that next.
Do that next? Well, I wasn't going to support the budget, though, if I didn't get that.
Well, I'm sure you'll get it. Let's not.
I'll support that.
I'm sure you'll get that because there's no reason why not.
Okay.
Well, there is a reason why not, but it's
okay.
Not important. So
I'll risk it.
Okay. That's what I like. Roll the dice. There you go. Okay. Any other discussion of the motion to approve? Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
No.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Budget requires 4 affirmative votes. We have 5. Motion carries. The vote was 5 ayes. I'm sorry,
no,
4 ayes.
4
ayes, 1 no, 1 absent. Motion carries. Alderman Mayer.
Okay. I would like to make the motion that we begin the budget process immediately with regular updates. I don't know what regular means. Whatever you determine. As we go throughout the year, but so that we're not just hit at the in September with the budget document like this, and so that we can begin preparing for the needs of the city in the long, long-range planning.
Second.
Discussion? Alderman D'Andrea.
I would be under the idea that this should go through the Finance Committee directed from the Finance Director, and then have the Finance Committee put the proposals together, go through this more diligently, and then present their findings to the Common Council, and then look at long-term forecasts for the city, talking to the department heads, and then determining where we want to go in a 2-year, 3-year, or a 5-year. Granted, these are going to be moving dates. Are these going to be moving years all the time because there's going to be changes?
And the entire plan is going to be a living plan. It's going to be changing.
It'll be a breathing plan then that we as a community then can look at. Mark?
I guess what I would suggest is I think the motion in itself, without digging too deep in the details,
referendum.
Is fair for referendum. Consideration under your budget item. But if you start talking about that motion too much, you're really deviating from what you're – agenda to talk about. Just recognize that we do have in early February the budget calendar to bring to you, and the mayor's already referenced bringing discussion on that, on the potential for referendum early. So what we'll just anticipate at our early meeting is bringing in a plan, because it may be Finance Committee, but also you can't do this without engaging your Personnel Committee. It could even involve your Technology Commission. So what we'll do is just come with not just a one-page list of your budget calendar, but come prepared for discussions and strategies in accordance with what we already have in the ordinance and when to present the next budget calendar.
With regular updates.
For me?
Whatever that amounts to.
All right, are we clear on the motion?
Yeah.
And we all understand it's Finance Committee that's going to drive this with keeping the council informed, right? Right, Dan?
Yes.
I will also point out that the statutory, again, here we go, the state requirements for a referendum
November.
To increase police and fire services is a very defined process. And if we're going to do it right in South Meraki, I believe did it right, we need to start right away because it'll only allow us to have the referendum vote in a November general election.
Mm-hmm.
So to do all of the steps first needs to move forward. So, okay, any other discussion of that motion? All those in favor of the motion to start planning budget soon, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Any other motions?
No, Your Honor, but for clarification, I've been corrected that the mayor did vote for the 2011 budget, and where I had him as a no, so I want to, the mayor, I was off. So I wasn't with you in 07 or 08. I wasn't here. My first budget was 2009, so I apologize for that error, and I voted with you and Sohns back for the 2010 budget. Maybe that's why Tom Taylor was not too pleased with me for a little bit. Oh, I know why that was. It was the garbage. It was putting the garbage on. Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay. Thank you all for coming. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.